Secret tunnel, through the mountains. Secret, 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 secret tunnel. That's right, folks. Today on Star Queen Paranormal, spooky tunnels. Not so secret, most of them. But they're tunnels. They're spooky. They're tunnely. And they're the subject of today's episode. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. You're listening to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Warm welcome to you, Stardusties. I'm your host, your trans-dimensional cheese grater from the 12th dimension. Space pirate and star queen. And sometimes star pirate and space queen. I'm your host, Exie. And as I teased in the teaser for teasing purposes, today we'll be discussing spooky tunnels. Now, actually, when I looked this up, there are a lot of spooky tunnels. Just here in the United States. Never mind the ones that we know about in other countries. So tunnels is probably going to have to be its own different part series. But today's secret tunnels, I tried not to just do tunnels with ghosts. Ghost tunnels are cool, but goodness gracious, there's a lot of them.
Golly gee willikers, there sure are a lot of haunted tunnels here in the United States.
So I tried to find some with different paranormal things about them. And there was one I researched that I'm not including in today's episode. That'll be a future episode. Very near future. Like, it should get its own thing. So if you're interested in the deep, dark, and paranormal tunnels, this episode is for you, Stardusties. But that's gonna have to wait, because I'm gonna have to break up this flow of conversation. This nice flow of thought I've got going for you.
For the terrible tarot.
It's a terrible tarot.
Now, I realize the past few episodes, I haven't really explained terrible tarot for new listeners. So if you're new here, it's terrible tarot. I pull three cards. I tell you the meaning of those three cards. Terribly. And I have decided to cut out shuffling, but I used to include that in every episode. Some nice little shuffling ASMR. So you're just going to have to trust that I shuffled. I'm going to have to trust that I shuffled. And your cards for today are the Five of Cups, the Magician, and Death. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Stardusties, I am seeing that you are focusing. Well, I don't want to call you guys out like this, but you're focusing on maybe the wrong things in your life. Some of you may be focusing on what's not working out for you, and you're completely ignoring some, like, huge things that really are working out for you. The cards are suggesting that now is the time to take action. Figure out what it is you want to build, what it is you want to manifest into your life, and what steps you need to get there. And if it's something that you can't really take steps to get, then you need to start putting yourself in the mindset of receiving whatever it is out of life that you've been wanting. Cards are assuring me that if you put forth the effort, you manifest, you control your thoughts on the situation, big, big changes will happen. Sooner than you know. Sometimes in a flash. And that was truly terrible.
Evil red puppet laugh!
In today's bizarre news, not actually from today, this is from November 3rd, a strange fireball was spotted flying through the sky in central Kentucky. On November 3rd, Winchester, Kentucky residents were surprised by a strange object in the sky. A resident named Christy Arnold was driving, and she was at a bypass at 7:30 a.m. when she noticed something unusual flying through the sky. I pulled up to the stoplight. Of all things, I just happened to look up and see that, Miss Arnold said. Looking at it, it just seems so far out in the sky. And compared to the airplanes? It wasn't an airplane. In comparison to the airplanes flying around, it wasn't moving. Arnold said that the object was suspended in the sky for a couple of minutes. Quote, I've thought of everything under the sun, and nobody has a clue as to what it could be, but I took a magnificent photo of it. After Miss Arnold posted it on social media, other people stepped forward, claiming they had seen the same object, many from different locations. One witness named Micah Riddle said, I thought it seemed unusual. So I zoomed in and snapped a shot. From a distance, it looked like it was sitting still. But when I zoomed in for this picture, you could see it was gradually moving, but it did seem very slow. I thought it looked like the trails that jets leave, but it was very orange in color, seemed a bit wider than jet trails, and was similar to a comet in a way. Another witness said, I thought it looked very odd. Definitely not an airplane. The news station that wrote this article reached out to Tom Trolland, University of Kentucky professor of physics and astronomy, for his take on what it might have been. It's hard to say what the object is, he said, adding that there are a couple of possibilities. If it had flashed across the sky in a second or a few seconds at most, it was most likely a fireball. Another possibility is that the object was a fragment of a satellite in low Earth orbit that plunged through the atmosphere. Although it is still unclear what the object might have been, several witnesses say they saw it across Kentucky that morning. And I'm sure if you were to look up Kentucky Fireball November 3rd, you might be able to find pictures of it on your search engine of choice. The article was pulled from Fox 56. Out of Kentucky, I believe it's a local news station for them. Fireball. Burr, 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 burr. And now for the moment we've all been waiting for, the main event. There's something about tunnels that just gives us the creeps. They're dark. They're usually underground. They're not well ventilated. And even if you find yourself in a well-lit environment, you often get the sensation that you're being followed or watched. So it's no wonder that tunnels have picked up a reputation in the paranormal communities. Now, as I was researching this, I found a lot of ghost tunnels, haunted tunnels. But since this is my first secret tunnel episode, I wanted to give you a little bit of variety. Deep in the tunnels beneath Portland, Oregon, it is said a shadow man lurks. The tunnels were originally created for transporting goods from the Willamette River to various businesses in the city. But, as many tunnels under cities near waterways do, these tunnels gained a reputation for a practice known as Shanghaiing. That's where people were kidnapped and sold into forced labor on ships. It is believed that some ship captains would practice this when they were short on labor. The kidnapped person would wake up and find themselves at sea, and it is believed that these ships were often heading toward Shanghai, China. A long trip. Some people say the tunnels were also used as secret passageways to underground brothels, opium dens, and gambling houses.
Some say the tunnels were also used as temporary prisons for kidnapped men and women. It is believed that many unfortunate souls never made it out of these tunnels alive. Nowadays, the tunnels don't have quite the nefarious reputation. It is often used for ghost tours, urban explorers, the curious onlooker. But many people report feeling a sense of being watched, a sense of dread. One commonly reported entity is the Shadow Man. The Shadow Man is a dark, human-shaped figure with no discernible features. Witnesses report seeing this person out of the corner of their eye. And I found one source from a Just-Bert on Reddit that says this entity has more reported sightings in the fall or winter months. And I think the logic behind that is because the days are darker, the entity is easier to see. And I think it would come as no surprise to my Stardusties that the tunnel is believed to be one of the most haunted places on the planet. According to the Portland Ghosts website, people report feeling goosebumps as if someone is watching them from the shadows. Many people report seeing an Asian man walking past them in the tunnels. Explorers lovingly call this spirit Sam. They say he's responsible for turning off lights in bar basements that are attached to the tunnels. Sam also likes to move things around in the tunnels as explorers walk by. One tour guide reported hearing a voice calling out the name Sam over and over again. It echoed through the tunnel and scared his guests. Because his entire group was behind him, he knew that it was not one of them. The tour guide said that was one of the scariest experiences of his life. Others report seeing quick movements of shadows and feeling ghostly fingers on their shoulders when no one else is around. Most tunnel tourists say that Sam is a good ghost, and they look forward to feeling his presence. There are other tunnel spirits, known as tricksters, who love to have a good time. They will often pull at your shirt tail or gently tug at the ends of your hair. One guest reported feeling a small tug on her shirt before she tripped. She wasn't injured, but it was an experience she says she will never forget. While most of the ghosts down in the Shanghai tunnels are reportedly friendly, some people recall feeling unwelcome, like someone or something is watching them. One man remembers hearing the sounds of childlike whistling just before he was thrown to the ground. After standing up, he turned to see who had knocked him down. He slowly lifted his flashlight, his hands shaking, trying to see who this person or thing was that knocked him down. But there was absolutely no one there. No one around, for as far as the man could see. The man reported that it was the last time he would be visiting the Shanghai tunnels. Although there are some scary reports of ghostly activity coming from down in those tunnels, it is believed that most of the experiences people have are friendly. And I just wanted to add, I know that there's a similar series of tunnels under Savannah, Georgia. I didn't forget about you or your tunnels, but I hope to include that in a future tunnel episode. In Springfield, Missouri, there's a series of underground tunnels that were meant to be a drainage system for the Jordan Creek. These graffiti-filled cement tunnels are lovingly referred to as the acid tunnels, and there's a local urban legend that these tunnels are also the meeting place of vampires? Now, there's not a lot of sources for the vampire legend, but there is a story of a 15-year-old girl The story goes that she was a new student at Drury University. A 15-year-old prodigy. She was vulnerable and just wanted to fit in with her older peers. She said she was approached at the Springfield Library. A group of people told her that she had been a vampire queen in her previous life. They said they could tell by looking at her eyes and the shape of her ears. Who wouldn't want to be told that they were royalty? Especially for a young teenage girl. Her name was Lacalia. And over the next 2 months, Lacalia would become an expert in all manner of vampire lore. Lacalia says she was lured into the underground tunnels in Springfield, Missouri, to meet with vampires. She spent a good amount of time underground with them, in those tunnels. And then one night, Lacalia went missing. As you can imagine, this was a harrowing experience for the whole community. Eventually, Lacalia was found safe, but she would describe a whole vampire subculture that lurked within and met in those tunnels. She said that they'd meet in a cavern along the tunnel, and they referred to it as the house. They have an entire ceremony, Lacalia said. You have to drink the blood of a vampire, and they have to drink your blood. She also said that it was a group of 20 people or so, that the ringleader was a 20-something-year-old man, and that several members may be involved with some of the drug activity those tunnels were known for. She also talked about learning about an impending war between good and evil. Lacalia's mother said that the girl who returned home that night was not her Lacalia. Police said that she was a cooperative teen when they picked her up, but when she arrived home, Lacalia hissed at her mother and her stepfather. She hissed at the dog. She referred to her parents as humans, and there was a real disdain in her voice. Lacalia's mother said she came back a completely different child. Now, police said that there wasn't a particular person that matched the ringleader's description, but the cult-like vampire scenario Lacalia described is not at all unheard of. One of the police said, "Very often you have a central figure who's charismatic and is able to make an impression on impressionable people." When pressed, that charismatic leader who was going to take over the world is now the scared person who thinks he's in a lot of trouble. They also confirmed that there are caverns along the tunnels there where groups of transient teens tend to meet. And those caverns are pitch black. It's very mind-boggling that people meet there at all, but they do, because people always find a way. The family said that ever since she went missing, Lacalia had been receiving mysterious threats to keep her mouth shut about everything she had seen. And even the girl's mother was placed on leave from her job as a first grade teacher just for telling co-workers about what happened to her daughter. Now, this story took place in 2007. Hopefully everything was settled out since then. Like I said, there's not a lot of information on the vampires and the Jordan Creek tunnels. Could this have been the overactive imagination of a young, developing mind trying to fit in? Could Lacalia have been just impressionable and a group of youngsters convinced her they were really vampires? Is there a group of youngsters in those tunnels who believe they're really vampires? Or do blood-drinking, non-human creatures really lurk in those secret tunnels? On January 29th, 1934, the Los Angeles Times published an article with the headline, "Lizard People's Catacomb City Hunted. Engineers sink shaft under Fort Moore Hill to find maze of tunnels and priceless treasures of legendary inhabitants." The word people was misspelled, But according to the article, a geological engineer named G. Warren Shufeldt told the LA Times he had discovered the remnants of an ancient reptilian civilization under Los Angeles, and that the key room with the priceless artifacts and possibly gold and all the history of this civilization was under Fort Moore in LA. He even included a hand-drawn map for this article. Shufeldt used his knowledge of local lore, and he used radio X-ray to kind of map out these tunnels. Shufeldt said that once he mapped the tunnels, he was taken to a Hopi chief, Greenleaf, who told him about the lizard people. He was told that they were an advanced civilization that had built 3 underground cities along the west coast 5,000 years ago, after a great fire had engulfed the American Southwest. The radio X-ray revealed the location of one of the 3 lost cities on the Pacific coast, and it was believed that the lost city was dug with powerful chemicals that the people used instead of pick and shovel. It was drained into the ocean where the tunnels began, and according to the legend, the tide passing daily in and out of the lower tunnel portals and forcing air into the upper tunnels provided ventilation and cleansed and sanitized the lower tunnels. Now, Shufeldt believed that these people were actually a highly advanced race of humans, more intelligent than modern humans, that considered the lizard a symbol of long life. They seemed to have built their city in the shape of a lizard, the head of which was under what is now the Dodger Stadium, and the tail was under the downtown Central Library. As I said before, Shufeldt and his partner believed that the key room was under Fort Moore Hill. They were told that these people of the tunnels kept all their most important knowledge inscribed on 37 gold tablets that were in that key room. Shufeldt even claimed to have seen those tablets and taken pictures of them with his radio X-ray machine. The County of Los Angeles authorized the dig as long as they were to get 50% of whatever treasure was found. The drilling expedition began, but they found no gold within the first 250 feet. By December, the city deemed the project too dangerous to continue. What's even more interesting is that a psychic, Miss Edith Eldon Robinson, submitted a letter to the Journal of American Society for Psychical Research on September 26, 1934, so 8 months later, where she claimed she had a vision of an ancient submerged civilization under Los Angeles. Her vision described a culture that surpassed the excellence of human beings as we know it, with a development of art and architecture far superior to anything now existing. And she had a vision that the tunnels extended to the seashore. Now, I'm not sure, but I think many people thought Miss Edith stole the idea from Shufeldt. So she had people who knew her as a psychic attest that she had spoken about this exact vision the December before Shufeldt's X-ray story was published. Another interesting fact, though, is that there are a series of tunnels under Los Angeles, including huge chamber-like areas that Shufeldt was describing. But it's been determined that these tunnels are naturally occurring due to natural gas. No evidence exists or has been found of an ancient civilization that lived within this tunnel system. But it's still interesting, because the secret tunnel did exist. So I was actually going to do a different alien tunnel. I tried to get you guys a ghost, a vampire, and an alien tunnel. But the alien tunnel that I was going to do a story on has way more stuff on it than I thought it would. So I'm hoping to get to that one in a future episode as well. So for all you keeping score, I owe you the pirate tunnels in Savannah and a tunnel known for UFOs. It's a surprise. But what do you think, Stardusties? Do you think there's something to these tunnel stories? Have you ever been in a tunnel that just creeped you out? You ever seen anything paranormal in a tunnel? Actually, that Bigfoot story I suggested to my listeners a few weeks ago, that Kentucky Bigfoot story, that takes place in a series of tunnels as well. There's something about tunnels that leaves a creepy impression on us. Stories, I guess, are scarier when it's harder to get away. But what do you think, Stardusties? Do you think there's some paranormal stuff going on in tunnels? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. Drop some coin for your Star Queen at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, and buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/starqueen. No paranormal there. And so, Stardusties, remember to take deep breaths to reset that vagus nerve, to reset that fight or flight, so that you can truly know that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight, Stardusties.